Hello, this is A Quiet Life, and I am Ruth, the host of A Quiet Life. And I've been doing this podcast for a couple of years now, and what I have done in the past is interview other people about their lives. But today's podcast episode, and hopefully the next few for this year, is going to be something a bit different. I have been given the opportunity to go on our local Christian community radio station, Ultra 106.5, which you can find online at ultra106five.com, and have a chat with Scotty Haas, their breakfast announcer. And so the next few episodes of this podcast are going to be episodes where Scotty interviews me, rather than me interviewing other people. And I'm going to be talking about things that are related to productivity and time management and life management, really. And we had our first one today, and I thought it would be nice, as seeing as I was doing this regular spot with Scott, that I could share this with you guys on my podcast as well. So I hope you really enjoy it. We cover a few things about what 2020 held for each of us and what I'm doing in terms of looking at the next year and what will be coming up. And I think I'll leave it at that and let you have a listen to the interview, and I'll chat to you again at the end.
Ruth Amos is with me. Now, I've had you in, Ruth, just a few times to talk about books and stuff like that. But today, well, you might become a bit of a regular guest here at the studios.
That would be very, very cool.
How good is that? And, you know, we did mention before the news that you and I are family now. Your son and my daughter got married last month.
That's right. We are linked inextricably forever.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about year themes. So the theme for the year, because it's January and it's beginning of the year and it's New Year's resolution time, and I know we're a bit late, halfway through the month, but my husband's still on holidays from school, so it's still the beginning of the year. And I thought we could think about what you want your theme for the year to be. So New Year's resolutions are a bit like set a goal, see if you can hit it, and often they fail. And I know John Dixon says that's great because you're living in hope and it's all excellent. But year themes are slightly different, and you might have heard of it, or maybe the word for the year, but it's really setting an intention for the entire year, what I'm going to focus on.
See, I like that. And that's what I've done so far, because my New Year's resolution was to lose weight. And New Year's Day, I went to a friend's house. He said, "What are we going to do for dinner?" He said, "Oh, let's get pizza." I'm like, that's brilliant. Day one and it's done. You know, like, so, But the idea of a theme means, like, you can fail, but you can go, no, my theme is this. Yeah. Just jump back on.
So your theme may be a year of being healthy.
Yeah.
And then it just sort of influences your decisions for the year. So I'll tell you what my theme is this year, because last year we not only had Caleb and Michaela's wedding, we also had Jess and Jordan's wedding. It's my other child. So both my children got married in the same year, and we also renovated the house. And with a few other, you know, things like surgeries and whatever, it was a pretty chaotic year.
Yeah. So, and you released books as well.
And I released books. Yep. Yeah, I try and think of all that happened last year, and I honestly always miss something very big every time I think about it. So I've decided that this year will be the year of order.
Of order. Okay, wow. So what does that look like for you? What does that look like?
So far, I've written down some things that I have done in this year. Some things that I've done is I've cleaned out some cupboards. I found some curtains that we've kept in the house since we moved in that, we don't need. I've taken myself off the church roster for a while, and then we've taken control of the church roster. So instead of just saying, I'll do whatever they tell me to do, I've said, right, third Sunday of every month, that's our Sunday to sit in church together and not be on any part of the roster.
Nice.
And I have thought about, what I'm going to pre-decide to do, and I have looked at my year and thought, okay, these things I will do and these things I won't. So it's just sort of slightly influencing what decisions I make through the year.
Yeah. See, I really like that. So mine is actually year of health. Mm. So like I'm overweight, I want to lose weight, but I don't want to just go, I'm going to go on a diet and lose a whole bunch of weight. You know, like, so I'm going, okay, this year I need to do more exercise, and this year I need to, like, I've decided I'm going to cut like carbs out because I'm a big carb eater. So I'm like, okay, carbs are gone for a while. I've also decided not to have any alcohol unless it's like a really special occasion this year. And, you know, like those type of things. And I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to have a general practice, you know, like a lifestyle change rather than, okay, for the next 4 weeks, I'm just going to go to the gym every day. And, you know, like it just never happens, does it?
No, that's right. So it's just a mild thing that influences your decision. So you might have year of adventure. One year, my year theme was give it a go. I mean, and that doesn't actually work for a word for the year, give it, unless you hyphenate every single word. Give it a go isn't actually one word. So that's what I like about the themes. It gives you a bit more, yeah. Or you might have the year of less. I know someone who did the year of less and just sort of started cutting things out of his life. So, yeah, there's just so much range here in the year themes. And the other thing I'm doing is something called intentional questions, which we might talk about on another session. And every day I give myself a mark. Have I done something to bring order into my life today?
I love that. So good. Hey, let us know about maybe your themes for this year. Give us a call and let us know maybe what your themes might look like this year. 6231 1065. Hey, Ruth, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
See you soon. See you.
So that was a bit of fun. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And I would really like to hear, as Scott said, what your year theme is for this year. Do you have one? Have you thought one through? And if you do think of it, feel free to drop me a line and let me know. You can write to me, ruth@ruthamos.com.au. You can look me up on Facebook, Ruth Amos Author, or find me on Twitter at A Quiet Life Blog. And I really look forward to hearing what your theme for the year is and how it's playing out for you, if you've got some playing out that's happened so far. So next fortnight, that's 2 weeks if you're an American, we're going to chat about something called intentional questions. And I look forward to sharing that with you then. And in the meantime, have a beautiful, quiet life. I hope that you are keeping safe and keeping healthy. And I look forward to chatting to you again soon.